Welcome, NBA Top Shot fans. Everything Top Shot with up-to-date news and information. We will be providing knowledge to further your experience at NBA Top Shot Hot Drop. Hosted by the master of many things, Mr. Devin Buter, an NBA podcaster and fan. Please remember to hit that like button and subscribe with the bell. Information in all these podcasts is for collection purposes only. And now here is our host.
Shot Hot Drop, episode 29, April 4th, 2021. Remember to follow me on Twitter, NBA Top Shot Hot Drop, and DJDev420. Also subscribe to the podcast and the YouTube channel, NBA Top Shot Hot Drop. Thanks for listening today. We got a great show for you. Hot topic today is the Derrick Rose gift rumor. And of course, we're going to talk about the market drop. Also, we're going to point out a Discord Office Hours YouTube channel that you guys need to subscribe to. Where you're going to get all your factual information directly from Top Shot. We'll talk about that, rumors and facts. Also, our market mover. Up and down, what's hot, what's not. We'll touch on that. The hot action is from last night. San Antonio versus Indiana. Really good game. From April 3rd, 2021. And then our hashtag NBA Top Shot This. Little teaser for you. It's from the Minnesota Sixers, Philadelphia 76ers game. It was a really, really fun game to watch the two big men battle. And then we're going to talk about the information, the facts that we do have, not just rumors, on a potential upcoming pack drop. Again, that was from the Discord Office Hours YouTube link that I have here posted in the channel description down below. Thanks again for listening. Hope you guys are doing good out there. Remember to stay calm. Take a breath in through your nose, out your mouth. Let's get into it. All right, our first topic that we're going to cover is going to be the Derrick Rose rumor. And again, this is something really important that was pointed out from the Discord Office Hours and directly from Top Shot, is that they want you to not be following rumors, and especially with how many influencers there are and people with channels and podcasts, the facts are coming from Top Shot. Anytime you hear something from me, I'll either say it's confirmed or it's a rumor, just so you guys are able to decipher between that, because it's really important that you don't go ahead and make some purchases or sales or plans based on something that isn't fully confirmed at this point by Top Shot. So we're going to look at a tweet yesterday that I retweeted again this morning before the podcast. And you can see here, the gift was one. This is Top Shot Analytics. They're awesome. Make sure you follow these guys at Top Shot Analytics. The gift was one set that caught my eye at own moment. Rumors that a whole set ownership being a prerequisite for the upcoming legendary pack drop. hit the interwebs, most of the 22% bonus came from the D-Rose. So what we're seeing here is that there was information on the Discord channel. Specifically, I have the link here again. I'm going to have you guys go take a look at it. Let me pull up just the YouTube channel for you here. So this is the page you're going to want to subscribe to. Top Shot Discord. Office hours. They're doing all of those on video now, which is fabulous. You can just throw it on and listen to it. So NBA Top Shot Discord office hours. Make sure to subscribe to them on YouTube. You're going to get all your facts and that stuff that's actually confirmed. And what I pulled out of there yesterday is that they're going to incentivize collectors to hold moments. They're going to reward collectors with access to particular pack drops based on a high collection or only real collectors that have done this. So you're going to see this. They wanted to be really careful to be specific about the details because they don't want people going making purchases and doing all that yet. So they're just saying that, you know, if you're a good faith collector, I guess I want to call it. That's not a quote from them. That's what I'm calling it. You're somebody who's actually participating. And that's a big thing we want to talk about with this market drop and everybody making predictions about where Top Shot's going to go. Just a month ago was the massive boom, or about a month and a half ago. So what we want to do is stay calm and recognize how quick everything moves in Top Shot. Collect for your interest. Collect first as a collector and not as somebody who's trying to make a profit per se. I think if you come in as somebody who's interested in basketball, really enjoys the NBA game and the college game and following the game, you're going to win in this because eventually these Series 1s and Series 2s are going to hold so much value. Everybody's forgetting we're in beta. We're not even at 500,000 users yet. So everyone needs to take a breath and calm down. Selling all the flash, let everybody do that. And again, I'm not saying to go buy. Anytime we talk about purchases in here, or I point out prices for things, that is information for you to study and look at and make a decision for yourself. But right now there are extremely low serial numbers being offered for very, very low prices. And what you're going to be able to do is add moments to your collection that you've wanted to have that may have been out of reach. And I think that's kind of what they're talking about on the Discord here, is that if you're focusing on collecting, holding moments, finishing challenges, not flash selling, not flipping. They eliminated 40 bot accounts in the past week. You'll hear that on the Discord as well. That's a fact. And that's fabulous. This is in beta. Everybody needs to calm down. But on that note, I wouldn't be surprised if something was, this is rumor now, not confirmed. I would not be surprised if the gift was one of those things that they looked at. And not necessarily that people who are going and buying the gift moments now, but people who finished that collection early on or rewarded a gift moment, because they actually gave everybody a gift moment way early on back in the day to reward everyone for all the bumps and the inconveniences and the ticks and tocks of this operation that they're still working out. And here's the thing, we're having fun. People need to stop kind of, I guess, complaining and worrying about it and understand this is in beta. Enjoy it as a collector first. Trust that you're investigating your research, the people you're subscribing to and listening to facts and listening to rumors and digesting those separately, and then making good collection decisions as a collector first. And then trust that as an investor, that may pay off down the road. But it's almost as though you want to bury the investment part of it in the sand. You know, come back to it 3-4 years from now. So the money that you may be putting in at this point, again, this is not financial advice. This is my observation, would be money that you don't necessarily need immediately and something that you'd be happy to access later down the road, especially if it gained some appreciation. And then you can have fun. You can take a breath and step back and start really looking at this moment in the market as an opportunity. So we're going to move into the next part of the, again, on the 27-minute mark, you want to look on the NBA Top Shot Discord office hours. That's where you're going to see them specifically talking about the reward for the collectors. All right, so our market mover today, we are going to take a look at that. Let me pull up Evaluate Market. Our good buddy said Evaluate Market. And we are going to screen share the Derrick Rose movement. So what we've seen, this is a 24-hour drip that we're seeing here. So when the rumor first came out, it was just around 3:30, 3:35 potentially, and then we saw it drop a bunch, which we always see with news is those flash sales. And then as that kind of established back out, we saw the shoot back up here this morning and people starting to get ready to potentially purchase their legendary pack. So I can't see Top Shot necessarily rewarding people for going and buying the moments now. And they are able to look back. But that is our market mover today, is that Derek, specifically the Derrick Rose gift moment. But everything in that set is moving as well. So our market mover, the Derrick Rose gift moment, check that out. Keep an eye on it. I'm not saying to get it or not, but if you don't have it in your collection, might be a good time to pay attention to one that could, if we go back to look at this chart here, some that actually dropped insanely low in price, which you tend to see in those flash sales. But you could see down here, you had some of these reward, Derrick Rose rewards going for just above 200. Not necessarily, let me move myself over here, not necessarily recently, it's been more up around the 250, but if you pay attention, you'll see some of those pop up there, and you can get a deal if you need to add that one to your collection. And Derrick Rose is going to be a Hall of Famer. We already know that. Youngest MVP ever. If it wasn't for those freaky injuries, we'd still have him completely rolling through. So that's our market mover. That has gone up and down. It's just going to be one moment that we're focusing on today. But we're going to move into the next part of the podcast here, which is the hot action from last night, April 3rd, 2021. And we had the Pacers and the Spurs. And this game was exciting. It was a bomb burner. We had, let me pull up the box score. Some highlights from there was LeVert had an amazing game. Really impressed, and that's what you're seeing with LeVert being healthy there. Let me bring up the box score here. So yeah, LeVert had 26 points on 10 of 19 field goal shooting. He had a tough time from 3-2-for-6. 9 assists though, 3 steals, 1 block. Pacers win 139-133 in overtime. DeRozan was cooking. 6 for 12, 25 points, 6 assists, 4 rebounds. He did not take one three-pointer. He loves that mid-range from the elbow from the free throw line there. 13 for 15 from the free throw line. Get into the line. And then there were some fabulous highlights from DeJounte Murray. He is running that team beautifully. I'm really enjoying him. He looked really, really good last night. I'm going to bring up his stats. His plus minus wasn't that good, which was disappointing. But DeRozan and DeJounte Murray was 9 for 17, 20 points. He had 5 assists. 3 steals playing defense. So that game was really, really nice. See if you guys can get some of those moments. A Levert moment would be nice to grab with prices being down. He's looking really good. And if you look at where Indy is, 22 and 26, they definitely got a shot to be in this the playoff mix here too. So Levert would be a definite investment there. And I like Murray also. I do not have either one of those in my collection. So that was our hot action from last night. 139 to 133, the Pacers win. We're going to look at the moment of the night. Our hashtag NBA Top Shot This is next. And on that was just a freaky, freaky highlight. Pull up for here. It was highlight play number one on NBA Top 10 plays of the night. And it is a monster dunk over Embiid. He just drives right to the lane without any respect for him at all. And then he just flexes. And it's pretty sweet. So let's take a look at it here. Here it comes for you guys. Oh, wait. We're going to bring it back. Sorry, I had it queued up. Hold up. And they showed a couple. There it is. Boom. Oh, Cat right down the middle on Embiid and then just flexes on him. Embiid almost had the moment of the night, but you got to give that to Cat. The two big men were just battling back and forth all night. And that is our hashtag NBA Top Shot This moment of the night. We're getting into the end of the podcast here. And remember to follow me on Twitter, NBA Top Shot Hot Drop at DJDev420. Also subscribe to the podcast and YouTube channel, NBA Top Shot Hot Drop, for all your latest information, facts, and rumors. For all of your facts, confirmation, YouTube channel, you're going to subscribe to the NBA Top Shot Discord office hours. All right, final information here, which is also factual information on a pack drop, upcoming pack drop, potentially legendary, which we don't know for sure on that side yet. But what we're looking at is a mid-April, and you'll hear that also in that Discord YouTube chat. But they did say that mid-April, it's looking like we're probably going to be having our next pack drop, and that's where they talk about those requirements. What we have seen with Top Shot before is when they make a date announcement, like mid-April, normally it's going to be a bit earlier. So I'm thinking of probably this next coming week, maybe mid-week or Thursday. Because we just did see this past Thursday was the stress test. And we might even get another stress test before that just to make sure things are running really smooth. So that is our update on our potential pack drops coming up. There are lots of giveaways going. Make sure you're following those ones that I've recommended. Gifting is going to be back up on the 9th, so that's when I'm going to open up another giveaway. And other than that, remember, enjoy it. Thank you.